The 2025 Guardians, whatever happened there. Oh boy. How you doing?
What's going on, Kenny?
So I didn't know where to begin. I didn't know where to finish yesterday. It's just it hits you dead on. Yesterday afternoon, you know, I'm getting in the rigmarole of Gardo's, and we're talking about, hey, you know, do they have a chance in the Central? And then this Emmanuel Clase stuff happens, and I go, I can't believe what I'm reading. I can't believe it's going on. And then, you know, there's other things going on with this team about trades, and Ken Rosenthal has a report, and it's just it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible situation here. So Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave per an agreement with the Players Association. This is a quote from Bart Swain of the Guardians. We have been informed that no additional players or club personnel are expected to be impacted. The Guardians are not permitted to comment further at this time and will respect the league's confidential investigative process as we continue to fully cooperate. Well, they did comment a little bit further there, as Chris Antonetti and Stephen Vogt certainly answered about these sort of things, as you heard there in the open. Jeff Passan issued a report about it. Here's Jeff Passan, ESPN.
He was placed on non-disciplinary paid leave today after he was caught up in the sports betting investigation Major League Baseball is doing. On July 3rd, his teammate Luis Ortiz was put on non-disciplinary paid leave as well after gambling operators found that there was unusual betting activity on two pitches he had thrown, one June 15th and June 27th, rather. Pitches that there was unusual activity that he was going to throw a ball. Both of those pitches were out of the strike zone. It's unclear at this point what the ties with Emmanuel Clase and the investigation are, but the Guardians put out a statement that said they have no thought that there are going to be other players who are going to be tied up in this.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, this is starting to turn into something that looks like the Black Sox scandal of 1919, for crying out loud. It's just not in the World Series. But my God, reaction is shock. What?
Yeah, well, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked that...
I don't know how you're not shocked.
Two pitches from one player, and obviously we don't know the extent of the Class A stuff. Like, I always expected some players to be doing this. Did you not? With a million different bets that you can make on a game. We saw this in basketball. We've seen a few players that have been roped into it. But you brought up the Black Sox scandal. I'm on ESPN.com. It's not one of the top 15 stories.
Well, I thought the first thought you would have would be something that turns into, like, my God, how many guys are doing this? And then they have their report there that says that there's nobody else that's included in this, which makes you feel a little bit better about it. I mean, I had several thoughts go right into my mind. I plan on getting them out here over the next 4 hours, if that's okay. Yeah. I'm just telling you my initial reaction to it.
I didn't think you'd get mad at me.
I was just commenting.
So I did wonder how big of a deal this was, because the first one, when we hear two pitches, like, there was a regular betting for two pitches, right?
This is for Luis Ortiz.
Yes, this is for Ortiz. And then you hear that, and, you know, a part of me is inclined to say, just like in the NBA thing when it was Malik Beasley, and I see highlights of him playing really hard in the final 10 seconds of a blowout, I'm like, when I bet on things, if I'm betting on things, I have to know that it can be manipulated by athletes doing this. Where this one, Kenny, is definitely a bigger deal. This is a closer coming in at the end of a game that can definitely change whether or not can impact the outcome of a game, just based on, especially, man, come playoff time, when we say every pitch is life or death. If you get behind the hitters, that's the end. That could be the end. That could be the end of your team's game. That could be the end of the playoff.
Yeah.
So that's where it absolutely could be a huge deal. We just don't know the extent. Right now, I'm guessing that they haven't. I think we would have already heard if it were playoff games or anything like that. So far, we don't know. We don't know the extent of this. We don't know if all of a sudden where it becomes, my God, the Black Sox scandal is if we've got the entire rotation or the entire battery or the entire that's when it gets enormous. It's just far too early to tell. Where right now, all my buddies are just joking about it. There were jokes. And then last night during the Rockies game, there were jokes when, you know, Tyler Freeman was coming through late in that game.
Who was the one joking?
Just my text threads. My okay, text threads. They didn't seem to be outraged.
It made it sound for a second like the broadcast was joking. I go,
no.
I'd be very surprised about that.
Like, they didn't seem to be outraged. It was more like, hey, this is this season. Now we're looking back, looking at everything, knowing that it probably isn't every situation. It's not like everything's been manipulated. It's just hard to know until the investigation in Major League Baseball gives us a little more accurate information
than
what was flown around the internet last
night. Exactly. So we don't know. We don't have a lot of information right now. So I think a lot of people go to the absolute worst case scenario. So that's why I thought, I go, well, if it's Emmanuel Clase, how many other pitchers could possibly be involved in this? And then, of course, the speculation started. Well, he was terrible in the postseason last year. Was there something in the postseason last year where he might have been throwing games, allegedly, or something like that?
The guy was unhittable all season, then gave up 8 earned runs in 8 innings. And 4 of his appearances in the playoffs, 4 of 7.
I don't know. The way he reacted on social media would tell me that he was not acting as if he was okay, or just trying to be quiet with giving up these, getting shelled in the postseason. Yes, Owen?
Do your text friends, your betting friends, do they care about the Guardians, or do they only care about sports bets?
They care about sports bets.
Yeah, both. I would say both.
Because the people like, I know that care about the fans. Guardians, the guys that are standing with me in the outfield every night, that are paying, I know it's only $50 a month, but that's a lot to us.
Yeah,
right?
They're upset.
I'm pretty pissed off about the whole deal.
But
my family's pretty pissed off about the whole deal. Yeah. My kids are pretty pissed off about
the whole
deal.
So what did they say? That's interesting to me, because it seems like most Guardians fans have just been mad the whole year.
Like, it felt like we're finally turning a corner on things. The schedule's lining up for us. We got the deadline coming up on Thursday. And now you throw this in the face, and it's like, well, there goes the season.
Well, there is a weird, creepy, logical explanation to some of this, which I'll get to, because it's you're talking about speculation that's floating around the internet, so I'm hesitant to even share some of the crazy stuff that's been going around. I mean, you got this Hector Gomez guy who covers Major League Baseball, and he's saying that more people could have been involved, and those are unsubstantiated reports. So and this is a guy who has a very large following, a director of communications in Major League Baseball.
100,000 followers.
I can't, but I'm looking at something that's unsubstantiated, so I'm not going to really touch it on that. I'm going to go by what the statement said. Major League Baseball told the Guardians there, if something more comes on it, then fine. I'll hammer the Guardians even more, because I'm going to say, you told us all that more people weren't going to be involved, and here we got more people involved. So they better have their ducks in an order over at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. But I think for a general fan, I mean, if you got buddies who are just gambling on baseball, I mean, I can't help it that degenerates are going to make jokes about it during the regular season. But Owen's exactly right. You have a fan base that is either A, they aren't the biggest baseball fans in the world, and this is something to do between basketball season and the NFL, and they're not real big fans anyway, and it just gives them more of a reason to go after the Dolans, because there's been a million Dolans jokes that have been thrown out there here over the last 18 hours. The other part of it is that they're hardcore fans and they want the team to win, and you're coming off an ALCS appearance, and now we have this going on where now these guys might not even be to it, and you don't even know the original extent of everything that goes on. Oh, and by the way, the guy who's supposed to replace him, that people did want to replace him with at the beginning of the season, got blown up again last night.
Yeah.
In a safe situation.
And not only that, it was a former Guardians player that you traded for.
300 that played right field, and we can't get one of those to save our lives right now.
That adds the insult to injury. So Chris Antonetti did speak, even though they said they'd have no further comment. Chris Antonetti did speak. There wasn't much he could really say. He does say they hope to get answers before the end of next month.
What I know is that the suspensions are in place through August 31st. And then we'll have to see where things are at that point. Obviously, for everyone, I think we'd prefer to have clarity sooner rather than later. But I recognize it's a complicated issue, and Major League Baseball has a number of steps they need to work through to complete that investigation.
Well, you can't call them suspensions, can you? It's non-disciplinary paid leave. Now, that's a long way to say suspension, but
baseball absolutely needs to clarify as much as possible. So I believe Antonetti there. Like, I think they're frustrated, because I think he's feeling the pressure. Owen, I imagine they got some calls last night. I imagine, you know, the ticket office also got some calls. I imagine they've been feeling that heat from people that want to know, is any of this real? Like, and again, I'm saying, like, the stuff that I've seen online, and it's a lot of first pitches. Here's a montage of first pitches, even though in this case, we don't know what the prop bets were. We don't know what has actually been gambled on and where the irregularities, because all of these kind of start where irregularities begin. That's how the NBA, at least, it worked. And that's how it was triggered, you know, in the first scenario. So you imagine that a bunch of bets came in and these guys all think, and again, innocent until proven guilty. So I can't speak for Class A, but these guys all think they can get away with it. It's almost like baseball and basketball and the NFL have to continually tell these guys, you will get caught. It's not a question of, hey, can you be smart enough to game the system? Like, you're going to get caught. Because if anybody's actually making money on any of this, it's going to trigger all sorts of alarms for the sports books, who in turn will trigger the leagues and then will be investigated, and yeah, it's a federal crime. So it can be a pretty big deal.
It's made it worse where Chris Antonetti was asked about the impact of the trade deadline approaching.
It's a lot of information to process. You know, I think what we know is that, you know, two very good pitchers aren't going to be available to pitch for us, you know, in the near term. And so we have to assess how that impacts our, you know, our thinking on things.
Yeah, it makes it worse because it seems almost that some people are thinking that the Guardians could raise the white flag on the season. Here, Ken Rosenthal of the New York Times and The Athletic. This was at 12:31 overnight. So you're going to hear this first in the city of Cleveland because we're local here. That he is hearing, said, quote, I'm hearing from Major League sources with less than three full days left to the conclusion of Major League trade, the MLB trade deadline at 6 on Thursday. The loss of Emmanuel Clase as part of Major League Baseball investigation sports betting did not simply deprive the Guardians of their top chip. It ended any chance of the Guardians becoming a buyer and likely increased the possibility of the team trading right-hander Shane Bieber and perhaps left fielder Stephen Kwan. Now, when it comes to Shane Bieber, I raise my arms. I don't know what type of pitcher you're going to get back. Let's be serious. When it comes to Stephen Kwan, that's going to be a big nasty thing that a lot of people ain't going to be very happy about. And it again, it adds more fuel to the fire of what's going on. Now, again, I think when you and your I know you don't gamble, but your buddies who gamble, mm-hmm, they don't care about any of this because, you know, they're gambling sickos, whatever. But I think to a Guardians fan, I mean, you're sick to your stomach. You're trying to talk yourself into thinking that they got a chance to even make the postseason here. And we've been holding on to this 30th ranked strength of schedule here. You come back from the All-Star break. You play good baseball right before the All-Star break. You come back from the All-Star break. You win two series. And then this goes on, and it's just one bleep storm after another.
The year's just been a mess, let's be honest. They've had three good weeks of baseball throughout the entire season. That's it. And they're under 500. There's so many teams, you know, that they would have to jump over to get to the postseason. You know, let's face it. I mean, what was it? 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was calling it a lost season. We were pretty much kind of operating under the assumption that they were not going anywhere. And even with their surge, you know, yeah, we started to create a runway for, mm-hmm, given the schedule, given the pitching. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I mean, there's been nothing special about this team. There's been nothing that made you think this team, you know, had the capacity to go on a run. And now you add this in the clubhouse.
There just better not be anybody else.
And I imagine, you know, there's going to be more reporting done, and there's going to be a lot of questions about, well, it happens to be two players on the same team, happens to be two pitchers on the same team. Who knows what? Let's start asking everybody. Let's talk to clubhouse attendants. Let's talk to everybody. Even if it was two lone actors, you know, operating on their own, you just know how people in today's conspiracy theory ridden world where it dominates and populates every story and everything online, you know that people are just not going to believe it, right? They're just going to assume everybody's in on it. Everybody's in on it. I saw people going after Vogt. I saw people going after Dolan yesterday as if this was
an orchestrated attempt. Yeah, there was that.
And
yeah,
it's like, wait, so you think the manager is either...
Not me.
Is either,
no,
either he knows about it and doesn't say anything, or he can't stop people from gambling? Like, I don't know how you could go after the manager based on anything we know just right now.
Here's Vogt on the situation.
It stinks. It hurts. Not something we saw coming, not something that we anticipate. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be hurting, but we're in this together. It's just another reminder that this game is fragile. This game is special, and it's just a reminder of we have to do this together. We're going to get through it, but it's going to be hard.
Unless I know that Vogt was working on some parlay with him, yeah. I'm not going to put it on Stephen Vogt. They're grown men. He ain't no high school baseball coach here. But I do want to know from anybody, and it's been a tough season as it is, could this scandal, could it affect how you feel about the Cleveland Guardians?